All right, if I could have your attention, we are now joined by the race-winning team. The number 42 Fire Alarm Services Incorporated, driver John Hunter Nemechek, and his crew chief, Mike Shiplett. First of all, guys, congratulations on the first win here. And it's a little bit of a special deal. I think I heard that the last time your dad won was here. And so kind of tell us what that means to you.
Yeah, it means a lot. I remember when he won, I was a kid playing on the playground for both days, and our motorhome driver and my mom came running out, Dad won, let's go to Victory Lane. And I saw a video of that this week, actually, and it was pretty cool to see how young I was and standing in Victory Lane, taking home the same trophy that Dad took home. He's definitely taught me a lot and has helped me progress through my career, but what a day. This is definitely amazing to be able to get our first Xfinity win. We had a really good car all weekend from the time that we unloaded off the truck, I felt like. Shiplett and the guys had it tuned up there at the end, and we drove away. He made a really good call coming in to get tires there at the end, and it was a gamble. I was hoping that there wasn't going to be a caution coming out because we're not going to be in the catbird seat like we were. So huge thank you to Fire Alarm Services, Chip, and everyone that supports us, and Daniel right here. It was fun racing him really hard all day, racing each other clean, and that's kind of what I have grown up. I've grown up racing against Daniel in late models and coming up through, so I think he's won most of the late model races when we've had a battle, so it's good to come out first this time, but huge shout out just to everyone that helped support me and has got me to this point in my career.
Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a battle. We'll go ahead and open up the floor to questions. Start with Jerry, and then we'll come up front to Todd.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net and PRN. Being that you are part-time, obviously, and just trying, you know, doing your best to make it out there, the fact that you shut out, you know, playoff contenders, obviously that helped the 7 and the 20, the 21, what about how that feels to know that you bested those guys that are competing for the championship?
Yeah, it definitely feels really good. I feel like every time that I'm in the race car with our team behind me, it's a great team, and we're fast each and every weekend. Being part-time definitely hurts from not being in the race car every single week, trying to get the feel that you need, kind of getting into a rhythm. These next three races are definitely going to be good for us as far as myself just being in the car, being able to communicate and just growing that relationship with Mike and the rest of our team to kind of know what we need as far as to be fast on the racetrack come race time and how to make adjustments throughout the race. And I give it up to Mike through this year. He's had five different drivers, and he's won with pretty much every one of them, and that's really hard to do. So I just have a really great team around me, but it feels good to come out on top. Our goal is what, to finish 13th in points before the end of the year, running part-time?
Yeah, as you as a driver,
yes,
can get you to 13th in points.
Which would be huge for missing over half the races this year.
Real quick follow-up. What about John Hunter? When you have worked with four different drivers, so what do you see in him versus the other drivers that you're dealing with this year?
You know, John really puts a lot of effort into pit stops practice, which we're going to have to do a little bit more this week. And, you know, being at the shop, working out, just paying attention to detail, studying film. You know, that's, like he mentioned on it, like he hasn't been in the car all year. So it's usually like halfway through the race really where he starts understanding of what the car needs. He's never been here before in these Xfinity cars and run these tracks. So like halfway through the race, he really starts understanding what he needs in the car to how to get it better. And then that's kind of where we see where our tire builds are. And Derek, our spotter, you know, is telling us a lot that's going on. And then we can make adjustments from that. And he's been doing a real good job. Just keep learning every lap. He learns something different every lap. And he just builds on that over the year. And this last string of races is going to be real good for us putting together to go for Homestead.
Go up front to Todd.
Todd Engel with the KC Star. I noticed you had a couple miscues there on your last pit stop. Were you surprised that you were able to overcome that and about your way back, and what was the difference in that last green flag run there?
Nothing surprises me anymore. It's racing, and I made the mistake. I overshot the pit box by just a little bit. Hot tires slid through. Should have checked up a little bit more, but once I got out behind the 21, it was just trying to manage that gap in case we had a caution. I don't think that there was any possibility with how fast he was running if I could have run him down, unless it really went long green flag run and he made a few mistakes. So nothing surprises me. You have to have the mentality of we can overcome that. And I've always had the mentality that thoughts become things, so you have to think positive.
Go to Bob.
Bob Hockress, ESPN. I have two. Unless you have an incredible Twitter filter, I assume you've seen posts of Ross should be in the car the rest of the year and everything. Does that make you angry, motivated, or are you able just to let that roll off your shoulders?
Tell you the honest truth, I pretty much got off social media when Ross started getting in the car, when all those comments started coming in. I didn't want it to affect myself. I mean, everyone has their own opinion, right? And if I were to say, Bob, you suck at your job, like, you would take that to heart, right? You would be like, damn, that really hurts or whatever. And Ross did great, but I got off social media. I focused on what I needed to focus on, and that was to come here, win races, try and do my best each and every week that we go to the racetrack. So I've been back on social media a little bit here and there, but tell you the honest truth, I've tried to stay away from it here.
And I mean, I assume that you kind of don't know what you're doing next year, and with Spencer making his announcement this week, which I assume people already knew probably within the garage. I mean, do you feel like you're candidate for that ride, and does winning this race help either landing that ride or another ride?
The honest truth, I don't know what my plans are for 2019. We're going to take every day as it comes, and we're going to keep trying to do the best that we can, and I'm going to keep focusing on my one task, and that's to go out and try and win this owner's championship for Chip and Chip Ganassi Racing and our team. They stood behind me, so who knows what's going to happen in 2019. I guess time will tell.
Go right up front to Dominic.
Dominic Utter, going with the racing experts for John Hunter. Whenever you look back at this race at whatever point in time, what's going to stick out the most to you about this victory?
The whole day, having a dominant car at the end, just trying to pace ourselves at the end with a huge lead. But overall, just there was a lot of messages being sent, I want to say, from this day. We didn't qualify as great as I would like to, but we were able to get out and make a lap when we weren't going to. So you had to look at that as a positive. And then our chaplain, Billy Malden at MRO, we had a really great church service, and there were quite a few things that stood out, and you kind of take those to heart and just kind of keep doing what you're doing. But overall, the focus, the mentality from our crew, from myself, from Derek up on the spotter stand, and Shiplet making great adjustments all day, but overall, it's our first Xfinity win, and it's definitely a special moment.
Jonathan Field, theraceexperts.com. You and Daniel Hemrick ran 1-2 a lot of the race, had a good battle there at the end. Talk about the battle you had today with him, and also different things you've learned that you applied to today.
Daniel and I have had really good battles from the time that I was 14, 15 years old racing late models, and we've pretty much grown up around each other, raced around each other, have gained a lot of respect for each other, and we race each other hard, but we race each other clean, and that's the main thing. We had a really good battle. We were probably the two fastest cars throughout the entire race, and it was pretty much whoever could get to clean air was going to be the one that could stay in front, just because the guy behind would get tight or loose, and I don't know what he was fighting, but it was a heck of a battle. And then that last restart, we were on our A game for that one. I don't know exactly where that came from, but hopefully I can keep repeating that.
Do we have any questions in the press box? All right. If not,
yes, we do. Yes.
All right. We'll go upstairs and then we'll go to Pat.
Brian Eberle, Motorsports Tribune. John Hunter, I'm up in the press box, obviously. I haven't seen your dad here this weekend. Is he here? If not, have you talked to him yet? And kind of what did he have to say about your win?
Yeah, I got to talk to him in Victory Lane. Dad is actually at home. My middle sister went off to college this year, and she's at home on fall break. So he has been to the racetrack with me all year and has the past few years and hasn't gotten to spend a lot of time with my sisters or the whole family. So he's actually at home spending time with them. I'm sure that he's beating himself up for not coming this weekend. But they're all sitting at home watching it together, and it's definitely special. To be able to talk to him in Victory Lane. He's always been the one that's been here, and I've always been calling home, talking to Mom. So I'm sure the phone calls are going to keep coming until we get on the airplane and go home.
All right, we'll go over to Pat.
Pat Tacola, NASCAR.com. As a part-time driver, are there days where you doubt your capabilities or talent, and is there a sense of validation that comes along with a day like today?
I mean, winning never hurts, right? It can only help your mentality. I haven't had doubts that if this is what I need to do or if I need to go down a different career path. Like Shiplett has said, I'm at the shop almost every day, whether it's actually sitting with them talking or if I'm in the back with Josh Wise, our driver coach, watching film, working out, riding bikes, running. I'm probably one of the top three guys that puts as much work into this sport and dedication. I feel like just from an athlete standpoint, and I think the tables really turned when you saw Jimmy Johnson start getting into biking and his fitness and everything else, and that kind of sparked that. So I'm huge into that, and being a part-time driver, it's been great that Shiplett and the team have allowed me to come each and every weekend when Ross was in the car, Larson, McMurray, Justin Marks, just to have a headset on. Even though I'm not in the car, I'm still at the racetrack. I'm still giving feedback on what I see visually, and just listening to how they give feedback, watching Larson run the top line, just trying to soak it all up. If you can take all of it in, it's only going to make you better in the end. He's been pretty crucial as far as the stuff that I wasn't doing before. It's definitely opened up another category. Huge shout out to him for just getting me in and kind of being, I guess, his little prodigy, I guess you could say, the last year.
Go to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires on that PRN again. Obviously, very emotional moment to get this win, but what when you were in Victory Lane and Chip came over there, what was that like and what did he have to say to you?
I think it's just validation. Chip is one of the guys that gave me this opportunity. Chip and Fire Alarm Services, and he's the owner of it all, so it's awesome for him to be here. He came up to me before the race and he said, "Hey, go get you one today," and just smiled and gave me a hug. So to see him after the race and know that he's behind me and supports me is definitely very special. Congrats. Hell yeah, buddy.
Do we have any final questions upstairs or downstairs?
No more questions from upstairs.
Okay, we'll finish up right up front.
Thank you.